Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 331 of Power Rangers, Power Rangers Lost Galaxy, episode 38.
Yep.
Until Sunset.
It aired November 16th, 1999, written by Judd Lynn and directed by Koichi Sakamoto. And I don't need my phone anymore.
Phone's gone.
So I threw it.
All right. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, then we come back and we talk about it, and you can follow along if you have Netflix or the DVDs. How about that? Huh?
How about that?
How about them apples from the movie?
Who gave me a
Velcro? You gave you that.
Get this out of here.
This is why I do the cable stuff, or else you end up with Velcro. We're gonna go watch Until Sunset. I'm hoping it's not weird. I don't want any weird stuff in this one. There's been some...
I want it to be Lost Galaxy weird, but I don't want it to be the kind of weird that it has been.
Yeah, because like Power Rangers is like bringing up a lot of stuff that it has no intention of addressing in any way. And it's just, it's like that, there's like this sound that you can play that just makes you feel uncomfortable. Like there's just like, and they put it in horror movies, they're like this tone that just like makes your spine tense up.
Yeah.
That's what Power Rangers is doing to me right now. So I want this episode to be fun and cool, but not like uncomfy. Let's hope for the best.
Go, Galactic! And we're back. And,
well,
they didn't do any weird stuff.
No, they tiptoed to it. They saw it and they thought better of it.
I do want to point out though, that this is getting way into the meat of this chicken wing of an episode.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Not the good kind of chicken wings. The ones with the two bones where you got to like stick your tongue in the middle, try to get the meat out.
They still haven't gone back to free those people.
No, and
they went
there
after Mutiny, but not to help the people.
No, I hate... And
so, anyway, I just wanted to set the tone for this episode.
Okay, so let's not ruin the surprise. Let's save it.
Okay.
Yeah, let's let everyone else come on the journey that we went on watching this episode. Oh, it's Monday.
Yep.
Also, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. We got a whole thing that we do, you know, like 330 other times. You can also go to heyjakeandjosh.com is where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Podknife, all your faves, all your number one faves. And leave us a rating review, and it helps people find the show and helps out a bunch. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh, for as little as $1 a month. You can get some cool stuff in return, including Tattoo Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills, which we broke another milestone, so we have to do two more episodes on top of
Damn
the other
it.
One. Here's what I'm going to say. Just so no one's like, and no one has, because you guys are cool, and like you get there, like, we have, like, busy lives, and we do a lot. But just so no one's like, hey, you guys haven't done any Tattoo Teenage April, okay? Because that's when our hiatus is going to be, so we're going to knock them all out in April, because we only do one episode a week in April. So
okay.
I think that's when we're going to get it done. Look for that then. Unless something weird happens and we suddenly have some free time, which I very much doubt. So that happened. So that's cool. Thank you very much to everybody who has pledged on our Patreon, including some new people. We got a bunch of new pates.
A bunch?
We got a bunch.
I was not prepared for a bunch.
We would have, I would
also
say...
I forgot that this is a Monday episode now, so I was not prepared for any of this.
We got...
But no new reviews while we're here.
Okay.
I just looked.
Good to know. Hey, guys, if you want, just go ahead and leave them. Up to you.
All right, I mean, if you like it in jail, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Again, maybe that's it. Maybe we haven't threatened them in a while. So, like, if you don't leave a rating and review, you go to jail.
You go to jail.
Like, the police come and they take you to a prison.
I don't know if we came up with a jail for this season.
No.
But we'll put you right in...
We'll put you in Grunchlord jail.
You'll walk the plank.
You'll walk the... Oh, yeah, we're in Lost Galaxy. You're going to walk the plank.
So you better watch out.
So you better leave a rating and review.
Yeah, or you're going to get grunched.
Or you're getting grunched, mister. No one wants that. First up is Anne.
Thank you, Anne.
Next up is Eli.
Thank you, Eli.
Tanner is a patron now.
Thank you, Tanner.
And so is Panda.
Thank you, Panda.
Panda is Emily. who I know from Twitter. I don't know if she listens to this show, but thank you guys very much for helping us out and helping.
You ought to listen to this one because this is where they get the thanks.
Well, we'll thank them again on the other ones eventually.
We're gonna need to do a special bonus episode where we just thank people for an hour and a half.
Because
it's been so long.
To. We might have to do that. So also a couple people got the $25 pledges, which means. We have an exclusive shirt that if you are a $25 patron, you can have either a Morphin Grid shirt or a Pokemon World Tour shirt. Short? We don't have shorts.
We don't have shorts.
Yet.
I'm not going to say we're working on it.
No, but it's a high enough
demand.
I don't
know how to begin to get custom shorts.
No idea. I'm sure there's someone out there.
I would have so many, though, if I did know.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking for very short shorts if anyone knows where to get them. But that's just me. We should probably do another round of shirts. So if you are a $25 patron, or if in the past you have been a $25 patron but had to, for whatever reason, drop your pledge, get in touch with us if you have not gotten a shirt, because we should probably get that taken care of.
Get you some shirts.
So, yeah. But thank you guys very much. It means a ton to us. So, Josh.
Ooh, yeah.
Do you want... Oh, what a good sign. you want to jump in?
I'll wait.
Do you
want
to?
You can jump it if you want.
Here's what I'll do:
I'm not going above my knees today.
I'll go to the deep end and I'll just put my legs in the water.
Okay.
And I'll just kick them around a little bit.
I'll just lean on the wall in the shallow end.
And I'll talk about times that I used to do swimming. We start off with some swabbies chasing Leo and Damon.
Team Christmas, I called them in my head.
That's very good. I like that. They get cornered at a cliff side. And then there's like 1,000 of them. They're surrounded. They're like, there's too many swabbies. And then Deviant shows up.
With Barbarax. They both are there.
I forgot his name again. He's Spiky the one time he shows up in my notes. And
Big Bertha from the Mario movie.
Yeah. Hey, instead of watching this.
Do you want to watch the Mario movie?
Let's just go watch the Mario movie and talk about that for 20 minutes.
Oh. I don't think I need to watch. I could just talk about
it
if you want to.
Maybe someday. Maybe that's the movie we'll watch this time.
Oh, maybe.
We don't know what we're doing for our in-between seasons movie this year.
No, I had one joke, but you shot it down because it's not PG.
Well, the last one wasn't. Oh, well, that would be real hard to talk about. But here's the thing.
We'll do a vote, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll come up with a list and we'll put it to a vote.
Yeah, that'll probably be on Patreon, because there's a new poll option on Patreon.
Oh.
That's very convenient.
Wow.
So, again, another reason. Hop on that $1 and you can vote.
Yeah, you can vote on what terrible movie we make ourselves watch.
Well, the one movie that you talked about, I very much enjoy.
It's not a bad movie.
Just,
you're right.
It's just real hard to talk about in an all-ages manner.
We'll figure it out.
We're stalling, much like this episode will in a minute. So, Deviant shows up to kill him. And instead captures them because he's bad at his job. He literally says, I'm here for your destruction. And then just captures them.
He shoots them down a hill.
Yeah.
And the next time we see them, they're unmorphed. So that is canon.
That's the theory holds.
That's a rule in the universe now. If you fall down a hill, you lose your morph.
You can't hold on to it. Next time we see them, there's like a lean-to sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm sure it has a specific name. It's the two giant like wooden poles that come to a cross. They're in the well in Ocarina of Time.
Yeah.
It's one of those.
It's one of them. But instead of them being chained to it like in an X, like a Stone Cold on Undertaker's cross situation, they are chained to the part where it crosses together and their hands are hanging above their head. And Deviant's like, all right, time to kill you. And Barbarax is like, no. So, also, Barbarax is bad at being a monster. But I guess there's a reason for it, because Captain Mutiny wants to kill him himself.
Right.
And he's coming at sunset, which is in just a few short hours, they say, as they point up at the midday sun. And, guys, this episode felt like it only took a few short hours.
It happens in real time, I think.
So, we cut to the theme song, and when we come back... Damon and Leo are talking. Oh, by the way, everyone left. And they're like, just enjoy your time until we show up and, you know, Mutiny kills you.
Idiots. Everyone's, dumb, stupid idiots.
Everyone's the worst. Everyone's the worst at killing Power Rangers,
Deviant
obviously.
Should have killed Barbarax and then killed the Power Rangers.
Yeah, who's going to tattle? The Swabbies? I don't think so.
All they can say is, woo-woo-woo-woo-woo.
Well, no, they're hard.
Yeah, you're right.
Probably they're like missing mast. Yeah. Just a bunch of ship terms, which would be great if they did that. But so they, Leo says it like, oh, we came back to spy on Captain Mutiny, and like this is what we get. I want to point out that the very last thing that happened in the last episode is Kai saying that the planet disappeared and they couldn't find it. So they found it between episodes.
Here they are. And instead of doing Power Ranger good stuff, they're just watching.
They just came to spy on Mutiny.
To have a peek.
Which, again, there are hundreds of enslaved people that need your help, that literally ask for your help. And I guess that's a non-issue.
It freaked Leo right out.
Yep.
And he just can't. Go back.
He's overcome with white guilt and cannot confront it, I guess. Damon says, like, oh, I guess at least we'll get a good tan. I don't want to ruin who my MVP is for this episode, but
it's Damon in a cakewalk.
It's super duper Damon. So then they start talking about, like, hey, remember that time we became Power Rangers? And this is my note. Oh, no, it's a clip show. Oh, no. So Leo's like, it's all right, because the others will come get us. And Damon's like, yeah, good, you told them, that's awesome. And Leo's like, no, I told you to tell them. And Damon's like, well, I didn't tell them. And then they're like, well, we're going to die then. And then a clip show happens. Yeah. So here's what's going to happen for this episode. I'm not promising a minimum length. This episode might be 25 minutes long. Here, we're just going to tell you the things they talk about. if the mood strikes us, we'll talk about it.
Right, but we already have.
We did that a bunch of times.
Before we get started, I do just want to say, because these seasons are so sporadically spaced out, having a clip show makes sense at the time.
Yeah, they did not know DVDs and seasons coming out on DVD and Netflix was ever going to be a thing.
Yeah, but now, when you're just watching it a lot, they're the worst.
It is.
You literally can skip this episode. You don't need to watch it. It's just a clip show, and then they get away.
It's a clip show. They get away. There's some good jokes. That's it. That's really it. There's one really great joke that I super duper love, but like, there's not a lot. There's not a lot to it. So first they talk about, because Damon says something to the effect of like, yeah, you're always getting in trouble. Like, first time I met you, you were a stowaway, and we get Leo on the little spaceship that went up,
which is just an airplane on the inside,
and he's wearing his terrible, terrible shirt again. And I forgot about his awful, awful shirt, and now it's back. How could they do this to me?
Well, that's the point of a clip show, is to remind you of just the terrible shirts
of all your shirt crimes that you have committed. Then they talk about Kai coming to get the mega ship, which he says was on Earth. So I guess, confirmed finally, it was on the planet Earth.
So Damon was not on Terra Venture.
No.
He was in the museum on Earth.
So Damon's also a stowaway.
But he has the logo on his jumpsuit.
Maybe it's affiliated. I don't know. No way to tell.
Well, at least that's one mystery solved, but it just started a new one.
It's what a Kingdom Hearts move. Oh, let me tell you, Kingdom Hearts loves going, hey, you know that question you had? Here's the answer. And if you look at the back of that answer, there are 9 more questions. And you go, I don't want any of these. And said, well, tough shit, Jake. You have to live with it now. Why? Oh, nominate is changing everyone's memories. Okay, why? Oh, we're not gonna tell you why. Just that. See you later. And everyone in coats is obtuse. Anyway. Go listen to Kingdom Smarts. Shannon and I doing a podcast. It's very fun, but it's real frustrating sometimes. Anyway, then we get a scene of them getting Quasar Sabers and Mirinoi getting turned into rocks.
We get to see Maya's original outfit.
Yep. I like her new one better. I like her Terra Venture outfit better.
Yeah.
It's more of like an action girl outfit. Like, her other one was like weirdly ceremonial.
It was. It was very flowy and loose.
But like,
you shouldn't power range in loose
clothing. No, it's like you're going to get caught on stuff.
Leo,
with your baggy shirt and your jackets that are 2 times too big. Then we get a scene of Mike falling and Leo being like, give me your hand. And Mike being like, I'd rather die, actually. And falling into a crevice. And then them morphing for the first time. And then you became a Power Ranger. Damon says, like, then you became a Power Ranger. And then we get a pretty fun joke where Damon's like, hey, who would ever believe us becoming Power Rangers? And Leo's like, if they were to look at us right now, Nobody. Because, like, I don't know if time has passed yet, but they are, like, a little dirtier, a little, like, parched.
Yeah, as the episode goes on, their lips chap, yeah, which is, like, a really nice touch I did not expect them to think of.
I really hope that Reggie Roll and
Leo.
Danny Slavin. I almost just said Leo, too. I really hope that there was somebody on set whose entire job was to keep them sunblocked. Because they are just out in the sun a lot in this episode.
Yeah.
And I just don't want them to get sunburnt. It's a bad time. It's a whole bunch of skin conditions. Like, I'm very worried about the sun and specifically these two boys.
I'm sure they're fine. At the end of the episode, they look fine.
They look fine.
A little sweaty, but otherwise fine.
Then we get a lot of Magna Defender stuff. So that, by the way, that was 7 minutes of the episode. Was them talking about the first episode of Power Rangers Lost Galaxy.
Oh boy, you guys. I hope you buckled up for this wild roller coaster.
Yeah, what a... Ooh, it's a
keep your hands inside the vehicle. We're going off the rails. Yeah,
we're going crazy on this one. We get a lot of Magna Defender stuff, like him taking Mike's body. And then...
they play the switched life forces line again, which doesn't still make any sense.
Yeah, still makes no sense. But whatever. It doesn't matter. Damon makes fun of him. Damon does
he does like a bad Batman impression.
Yeah. Because he's like, if he walked by us now, he'd be like, I don't have time to save you. I'm on a mission. And like, it was just very funny. Reggie Roll has great comedic timing.
He does.
Then we get Magna Defender saving Leo from Furio. I had to remember why the cave was blowing up, and I'm pretty sure it was Furio.
It is crazy to see Furio again. Be right? Like, that's this season still.
Yeah. That was the first guy.
They've killed so many people and monsters this season that it's so different now from when it started.
On the one hand, I really like that these Power Rangers are mowing through villains. Like, they are, like, actively cleaning up the galaxy.
Yeah.
On accident, kind of. On the other hand, they're very stupid, and Leo's a bad Red Ranger. Leo's pretty good in this episode. Like, I very much enjoy Leo in this episode. But I do, like, he now has the specter of him refusing to help people asking for help hanging over him. And it's just a bad look.
They should have just swapped Damon and Leo.
Yeah, Damon would have been a wicked good Red Ranger.
Yeah.
So then we get Magna Defender sacrificing himself, which, again, I absolutely love that shot of him, like, stumbling through the fire with the flower that Zika gave him, and then it, like, fades into him and Zika holding hands as they're walking up the mountain. Like, that is some good stuff, Power Rangers. A-plus job. Then we get a line from Leo that is true. And makes sense.
Okay. I don't like the way that you're qualifying this.
In the timeline in which the memory they are talking about happened. But now when he says it, the way he says it, it's very stupid. Because he says, he looks down, he's very somber, and he says, something about him reminded me of my brother. We know.
And then the next clip is, oh, Mike's back.
Mike's back. Like, also remember, like, 1 minute before when they're like, Mike's body, remember?
He regressed for a minute. Like, oh, man, Mike was dead, and that made me sad then, and now I'm sad now.
This is the last time I saw Mike.
That wasn't even Mike.
No.
That was a monster.
Yep. Look, Leo's not smart. He's not a smart Ranger. He's definitely not the Blue Ranger, that's for sure.
No.
So then we get Mike coming back because we get, the sacrifice happened and Mike's back and they're like, Leo's like, that was the happiest day of my life. And the next scene is Mike becoming the Magna Defender. And then we get what I like to call, or what you called, and what I wrote down, the toy montage. It's just, here's some Power Rangers fighting. Here's them on their motorcycles. Here's some Zords. Here's a bunch of other cool
stuff.
Here's
the Zooks.
Here's the Zooks. Here's all the toys. Please buy these toys, kids. That's a solid minute and a half.
Yeah.
Just toy montage. Then we fade and we come back. And the boys are now super chapped lips. They're like a little delirious from the sun. I hope they're not sunburnt. And they're like just kind of hanging. Like, they've stopped standing.
Yeah.
They're just like, whatever.
They're doing a good job selling the exhaustion.
Yeah. So Koichi Sakamoto directed this. He's a Japanese director who has directed episodes of Sentai. And I always wonder how, like, because I don't know what his English proficiency is. Like, I don't know if there's, like, a language barrier or not. So, like, I always wonder how it works for the, like, the acting side when you get someone like that to do. Because, like, his action directing is amazing.
Right.
But, like, I always wonder, like, what's it like on set when him being like, all right, and we're going to fade. And now you're, like, more part, and like how he like gets them to places they need to go. But he did a great job.
Yeah.
All this stuff is very good. It's just like there's literally 15 minutes of clip show in between 5 minutes of episode. And that's the only kind of bummer part of it. Leo's like, hey, Damon, you all right? And he's like, yeah, or maybe it's the other way around. I think Damon asks Leo if he's okay. And he's like, yeah. And Leo's like, yeah, just hang in there.
Yeah.
Damon's like, that is not funny. It was a good joke. That is, I like how Damon, like, got the joke and was like, that is funny, but it's not funny because we're dying.
That would be funny, but it's not right now.
If we were watching this on TV, it'd probably be pretty funny, but it's not. So then he asked Leo, who's the worst, Scorpius, Trakina, or Cap Mutiny? And then this is my favorite line of the episode. Leo says, like, oh, I think probably, I mean, Scorpius was, like, kind of tough. And Damon,
I think Damon says Scorpius was pretty bad and ugly too, but he wasn't bad enough.
But Leo says he wasn't bad enough.
Okay.
Damon says the first part. And that's my favorite line. He wasn't bad enough. And then there's, you know, the clip of like them murdering Scorpius.
Right.
It's real good. That's a real good Power Ranger line. Then, this is my favorite part. They're talking about Trakina. They're like, yeah, she's like evil and like wicked good at fighting. And they just stop for a second. They're like, and cute. Because like, They know what's up. She is very pretty. And
there's
also
a whole episode about it.
There was. It's one of my faves. It may be my favorite episode this season.
There's a book that we have at Target right now called Stolen Beauty. And every time I see it, I make the joke to myself of, I can't believe there's a novelization of a Power Rangers episode, Stolen Beauty.
Oh, it's amazing. Then we get a shot or a clip of Trakina threatening them after she takes over. Like, you'll rue the day you kill my father. I will get revenge, et cetera, et cetera. And then Leo's like, yeah, psychos were worse. And Damon's like, you think the psychos were the worst? And like, now they're just like in it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they're just like a little sunburnt and delirious. And they're like, yeah, okay, let's talk about this. Like, okay. They talk about the team up. And I got goosebumps again just seeing all those Power Rangers lined up. I just like a lot of Power Rangers in one place. It's really cool. Then they talk about how Psycho Pink was the worst of them and losing Kendricks was the worst thing that ever happened to them. And we get like the shots of Kendricks sacrificing herself again. And it like kind of dips down. And then Damon's like, we got to keep our spirits up. But like Carone fits in fine. Right. Like she fits in great. And then we get a shot of Carone getting the saber from Trakina.
Did not show Kendricks' ghost catching her falling off a mountain.
Baby Jesus, I could not deal with that again. But it's a shot of like the clip of like her like knocking it out of Trakina's hand, like grabbing it and then morphing after she gets it, and that was a pretty sweet moment.
Yeah.
And yeah, again, oh, thank God we didn't see the Force Ghost because I just can't handle that. Then they talk about Deviant reading, and I'm not sure what he said. I think he said Kiata spell.
It was something similar to that, if that's not it.
There, I was doing some research on stuff a million years ago. Like, at this point, I think 6 years ago. And I think Kiata is either the name of the guardian or the name of the, in canon, the person who wrote the book. I don't know if it ever comes up, or if it's just what I read was, this is the name of the spell, and my brain filled in all the blanks.
Right. Yeah, because the Guardian never had a name spoken. He was just the Guardian.
He's the Guardian of the book, yeah.
So Guardian for short.
Yeah, if you're nasty.
Mr.
Book if you're nasty. Then we get a shot of Reptar doggy paddling through space.
Yeah, one of them is just like, man, Lost Galaxy's crazy, huh? And it's like, just like Titanosaur's butt. Running through space at Terra Venture.
Doing his little kicks. Then Damon says something about Cap Mutiny and how he knew he was bad from the get-go. It's like, well, Damon, you could have brought that up.
Just say something.
Just say something. If you see something, say something. If you see a giant pirate man whose last name is Mutiny, maybe you should say something.
Monsters have a pretty identifiable look in Power Rangers. You could look at something and go, oh, that's a monster.
Monster. And then Leo says, well, speaking of Cap Mutiny, it's sunset, and here he is. And then Mutiny walks up with...
Right on time. Very punctual.
Yeah, well, you know, pirates, known for their punctuality.
Of course.
You gotta, like... Navigating the sea is all about, like, timing and wind. Yeah, it's a whole bunch of stuff. So if you're late, like, you miss the wind, you're adrift. You're stuck there. So it's actually called becalmed. If you're, like, trapped at sea and there's no wind. Fun thing I learned from Black Sails. Impress your friends at parties with that knowledge, folks. So he asked Damon if he knows why he's here. And Damon says, yeah, you're here to surrender, which is rad.
What a Red Ranger Damon is.
Right. Well, then Leo does get a nice little Red Ranger moment
he
now.
He does.
Because it was like, take me. You don't need Damon. Like, just kill me.
Yeah, he like twists the chain to get in front. And he's like, don't kill him. Why would you kill him? Just kill me.
Yeah, I'm the Red Ranger. And then Damon's like, no, like, kill me. Take me. And then they kind of do that for a minute, and Kemi's like, I'm going to kill both of you.
Yeah, you can stop that. You're both going to be dead.
Yeah, there's, like, you're not going to reason with me. I'm a pirate ship man.
I'm like a good 45% pirate
ship. Yeah, you can't reason with that. Then he brings his sword up, and before he can chop anybody in twain, the Power Rangers show up, the rest of them, and they shoot him on their go-karts, or their Mario Karts. Flying edition, and they make the save. Leo and Damon are freed, and they morph, and Cap Mutiny goes blast. Like, he doesn't care.
Like, yeah, and some weird fish monster is like, I'll get him. He's like, yeah, whatever, and leaves.
Yeah, he's literally like, I'm so done with this now. They got out, I don't care anymore. He just leaves. He's, well, I didn't get to kill him, so whatever. And he's a fish cyclops. Why he was there,
you know, if he was a good pirate. While these two Power Rangers were chained up and the other three were out looking for them, that's when you take Terra Venture.
That's a good pirate move. Cap Mutiny, probably not a great pirate.
Doesn't seem like he's a very good pirate.
Except for his punctuality.
But then having to wait 6 hours for the pageantry of sunset is also kind of just a dumb bad guy move.
That's true. What were you doing?
Just chilling on his...
Looking at charts.
On his dinosaur ship fortress.
Scraping some barnacles off of his chest or whatever.
Oh, he's grinding rupees to bring to Tingle so he can find the Triumph Forks.
Okay, there we go. So then Leo puts his power suit on. His red power ranger up suit mode now.
Armor. And he's in there somewhere.
Somewhere. He clicks the key together and he kills the fish and that's it. It's nothing exciting.
that's it. It literally could have just been Mutiny runs away and that's it. It's over.
But they showed everything except for the new cool key suit sword toy.
They did need something to die, and I guess Swabbies was just too easy. He's not going to armor up for Swabbies.
No, of course not.
Why he armored up for Fish Face Jr., I don't know.
He just wanted to get it over with quick. Here's a weird thing.
He was just so mad for being chained up in the sun all day.
I mean, wouldn't you be? Here's a weird thing that I just realized. Power Rangers is a kid's show, but there is a contractually obligated murder every episode.
That's okay, though, because it's a monster.
It's all right. They're ugly.
Yeah, they're not people.
Yeah.
They're hideous.
They're ugly monsters, and you can kill them. That's fine. Kids. So we go to commercial, we come back, and or maybe we don't. Maybe he just unmorphs and there's like a little fade. And Maya's like, hey, what are you idiots doing? I love it. Immediately Maya is like up in their business about how dumb they are. And then Damon says something, or no, maybe Leo says something about how like he told Damon to tell the Rangers and Damon shoves him and he's like, get out of here. No, I didn't. And then Kai's like, did you guys learn a lesson?
Yeah. At some point during this, I think it's right when they're all unmorphed, Damon's like, how did you find us? And the only explanation we get is from Corone. And she's like, it wasn't easy.
Yep. Which, that's fine. I don't need to know. You're here. We knew you were showing up. So then Kai's like, did you learn a lesson at least from this? And Leo's like, yeah. Always put on sunscreen before you leave, because you never know what's going to happen. Then everyone starts walking away, and Damon puts his arm around Leo, I don't have a nickname.
Lemon.
Lemon.
No, maybe not.
No, well, hold on. I'm going to go with Lemon.
Okay.
Leomon, watch.
Leomon? That's a Digimon.
It is.
It's a lion, I'm assuming.
It's a big lion, and he always gets brainwashed.
It's like Tommy if he was a Digimon.
Literally. Anyway, so here's some Leomon. Here's my new theory that I've had for a couple weeks. All these Power Rangers are bi. Every single one of them has such good chemistry with everybody else.
Yeah, they all have crushes on every other Power Ranger.
Everybody's crush on everybody.
Except for Kai.
Kai had a crush on Kendricks.
Oh, no, Kai has crushes.
No, yeah, nobody likes Kai, though. The Guardian might have. We didn't get enough time.
That's true.
He seemed to like him. I don't know. Damon asked, like, Leo, he's like, hey, were you really going to take the hit for me? And Leo's like, yeah, I think I was. Like, you know, because we're buddies. You know, plus, like, we were out talking about reminiscing. We were in the sun for a long time. I was definitely delirious. So, and he's like, delirious. And he goes to, like, hit him, and Leo, like, ducks. And he's like, "Hey."
And that's the episode.
That's where it ends. So, Josh, I started.
You did.
What's the best?
I think that last little cute sequence with Leo and Damon is the best.
I think I also want to give it to that. My initial gut reaction for best was he was bad, not bad enough.
That's pretty good. Also, hang in there.
That's not funny.
It's pretty good.
No, yeah. I think I am going to give it to... I'm just going to give the best to, like... Damon and Leo got to hang out for it was under bad circumstances, but like, they got to oh hey, hey. <I didn't... laughs> sunglasses emoji, double finger guns emoji, but yeah, and then like they're like this little like cute moment at the end where they're just like being friendly, like being you know, it's good, it was a good time. What's the worst?
I had a worst. What was it?
Mine's that this is a clip show.
It was just that it was a clip show. That is the worst. I had something else, but I've don't remember what it was. So it couldn't have been that important.
I don't know. I don't know what else could be worse than it's a clip show.
Yeah, that does suck. Because there could have been a good episode here.
Yeah.
And instead, it was just a clip show.
I think the saving grace, because like the first 7 minutes where they're just like, remember the first episode for like a long time was really bad. But after that, it got better. Like every time, because it would cut back to Damon and Leo more and it would show them interacting more. So like that was fine. But like, the clip show was bad.
Yeah.
I don't love that. And, like, you're right. Like, there was, like, huge swaths of time between episodes. Like, you probably needed a refresher.
You probably needed to be reminded that Furio was in this season.
Yeah. And, like, it's six episodes from the end of the show. Kind of a weird time for a clip show.
Yeah.
But, you know, better late than pregnant, I guess. Who's the MVP?
It's Damon. It's Damon. Walk. It's not even a question.
Super funny.
Leo did a good job out there.
Absolutely.
But Damon ran the show.
Yeah, it was Damon, like, showed why that, A, we've been screwed out of so much Damon time. Like, there could have been so much more Damon stuff.
And there were a couple times where you could tell Leo was just like, I'm setting up a clip. And I feel like Damon did, he set up clips too, obviously.
Yeah, especially those first 5 minutes. It was a lot of him being like, remember how we got the swords? Remember how we got Power Rangers?
He did it in a more in-character, natural way, I think, than Leo did.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's necessarily Leo's fault.
I don't think, I mean, there's only so much you can do when they're like, hey, talk about...
Say this.
Yeah.
Especially because a lot of Leo's was like, Mike was dead and I was sad. Was like,
I remember when Mike fell down the hole. Yeah.
When he go down the hole. Yeah, Damon absolutely ran away with this episode, though.
Yeah.
Super good. Also, that little, like, swing at the end where he's like... When Leo's like, yeah, also I was in delirious. And he, like, goes to hit him in the head. And Leo ducks. It's just real fun. It's a real cute moment. That's it.
That's all.
That's
we gotta rank it.
We gotta rank it. Oh boy.
Here's what I'm gonna say though.
Okay.
We can't use footage from another episode to make this episode better. So like the stuff of the Magna Defender, that doesn't count for why this episode is good.
No, because that already happened.
This episode is only being ranked on the hanging around segments.
Yes.
Which I think are very good.
Which were really, really good. Okay, so last episode was Grunchor on the Loose, and that was very far down. That was number 23. It's way better than that. Better than Double Duty? I would say it's...
It would be if it wasn't three quarters of Clip Show.
I'm going to say right above Double Duty. Because I really loved everything that wasn't clips, but there was a lot of clips.
What would that put it under?
Right under Blue to the Test, which is when Commander Stanton got brainwashed and Kai had to prove that he was brainwashed and
right.
get him out of there. Better or worse than that, do you think?
Did we put that? Why did we put that above Double Duty?
It was a better episode overall. Okay. It just because Kai wasn't gross in it is also part of the good thing.
Kai didn't have any lines in this one.
Well, he had a couple, but it was mostly like, did you learn a lesson? And it was like, all right, you're just being Kai. It's fine. You're not being a creepo.
I don't know if it's better than that. I'm hesitant to put it above Double Duty, but I will concede that, but I won't put it any higher than that.
Right below Double Duty, because you might be right on Double Duty being better, but right below Double Duty is Mean Wheels Mantis.
It's better than Mean Wheels
Mantis. It was better than that. I will give you right below Double Duty.
All right.
I think that's a fair place for it. So coming in at number 21, Until Sunset, and this would be much higher if there was 30% less clips.
Yeah.
But you can only do so much with that. But that's going to do it for us for today. We went a lot longer than I thought we were going to.
Yeah, it's not as short as I was anticipating.
We've had shorter episodes recently. So, we will see you on Friday for Dream Battle. That sounds like Inspire Pro's July show.
That's Battle Dreams.
That's Battle Dreams.
But Dream Battle is the title. That is correct.
All right. So that's Friday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Pokemon World Toy United. Okay.